A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Tickets for Axiom Repertory Theater's summer season are on sale now, starting with Neil Simon's hilarious Chapter 2, July 15th through August 26th, followed by the aggressively outrageous musical hit Ruthless, July 22nd through August 25th, and finally, Roe, a timely look at the landmark 1973 case Roe v. Wade, running August 5th through the 27th. Don't miss Axiom Repertory Theater's outstanding summer season. Get your tickets now at the box office, 2613 Bocelli Lane, or online at axreptheater.com.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
But from the president's perspective, putting that technical question aside, the most important question economically is whether working people and middle-class families have more breathing room, they have more job opportunities, their wages are going up in a stable way, and they're able to afford the important things in their lives, from food and gasoline also to health care and prescription drugs and afford education for themselves and their children and otherwise. And that is what has animated his economic strategy.
Okay, well, that's somebody from the White House talking about that. That's what people care about. Yeah, well, you're right. The problem is that's not how people feel. They don't feel like they can afford all those things you just mentioned, which might be why 75% of Democrats, according to the CNN poll that just came out, don't want Joe Biden to run. I didn't want to talk about presidential politics right now, but it probably all ties together. Presidents get blamed for the economy and get credit when it's good, often when it's got nothing to do with them, or the previous president may even have laid the groundwork for what's happening, good or bad. But either way, that's the way it works. And the Fed is expected to raise interest rates today 0.75 points, which
moving up.
We did, a couple of weeks back, which was the biggest jump in 30 years since the early 90s. Although, as I pointed out last week, having done a fascinating deep dive on Fed interest rate hikes over the years, to tame inflation that came out of the 70s and went into their early 80s, Paul Volcker came in and started jumping interest rates sometimes 5% at a time. I mean, just giant.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, you like spending money? How about now?
Barbaric.
I mean, just.
Boy, and people are gasping at 3/4 of a percent.
That's my point. That's
clearly
my point.
And your point has not escaped us.
And to and to put it in perspective, and like, I don't want when I hear interest rates are going up, it makes me groan because I'm going to buy a house someday, or you're going to buy a car, you're going to do anything. It's way more expensive. But I also don't want inflation to continue because every freaking thing you buy is expensive. And are these little dribbles of upping the interest rate a little bit at a time going to do what it needs to do? Getting it up another 0.75 points today will bring it to neutral territory. It'll be, 2.75,
yeah,
somewhere in that range,
yeah,
which is what they declare as neutral territory. That's not an interest rate designed to speed up the economy or slow down the economy. So even after two historic jumps in interest rates, we're still just at neutral. And I would say with inflation at 9%, you need to get into the slow down the economy territory.
Right. I'm reminded of the fact that for the last several years, anybody with an ounce of sanity has been saying we've got practically zero interest rates still for no great reason. If things go crazy, we don't have any tools left. We need to get interest rates back to normal levels. And the Trump administration, who quite famously said, don't you touch those interest rates because the economy is roaring and we love it. It's getting back to more reasonable territory. It's good to have a little headroom and legroom in terms of interest rates with all the economic uncertainty going on.
And car seats and plane seats. Legroom and headroom, often important. Breaking news, Joe Biden has tested negative for COVID, so it looks like he's out of the woods. He has tested positive for lame duckness, however, with this new CNN poll. But, yeah, so there almost certainly have to be significant more interest rate hikes to get this all back into whack, because it's currently out of whack. I got this article here. I can't sell an $18 super burrito. The stark reality of rising food prices on how restaurants... Look, I can't make this work. I can't put the prices on the food where I need to put them to make a profit and still get customers to come in and buy them, which is, you know, one of the problems we got going on right now. $18 burrito. Yeah, I ate at a place yesterday with the kids, just kind of a regular sort of diner, slightly upscale diner. $75, I think I spent for an adult and a couple of kids. That, you can't do that regularly. That's crazy. That's like a special night out sort of price in my mind.
Right, right. Now, you're a man of means, so you can occasionally do that. But I was going to say that burrito shop owner, the solution's easy. The people get to the counter, you say $12.95. They hand you your card, you put it in, you charge them $22.95, and you hope they don't notice it. One person out of five notices, you say, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, and you rerun the tickets. It's as easy as that.
Or we could all start ordering a burrito for both of us and cutting it in half because they're way bigger than we need and we're all fat. We could do it that way also.
Too much perspective. Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, during the vid, I mentioned I'm recovering from COVID. If you're just tuning in after several days away, I, Joe, have had the Chinese bat fever. I've been suffering terribly. I was kind of sick. I was sicker than I wanted to be. Excuse me.
At your worst, sick were you?
I really couldn't do anything. I just laid on the couch feverish. I mean, if the house had caught fire, I could have gotten up and left it.
Worse than a cold?
Oh, way worse. I never get fevers with colds. I know. I realize some people do. I never do. But yeah, I was damn sick. I mean, I was useless to humanity for a day and a half, 2 days. But anyway, I lost a fair amount of weight, even though I was ravenous the entire time and ate more than normal. It's because I didn't drink.
Ah.
To my fellow cocktail slash wine enthusiasts, oh, it's so good, but so many calories. Anyway, a couple of other things on my mind. Yes?
But it helps you forget your problems.
Oh, it's better than anything.
You're trading calories for forgetting your problems.
And I can't wait till I feel good enough to get started again.
and you're taking in calories to make boring people tolerable. I mean, there's so many advantages.
Right, right.
Booze.
Well said. Of Hennessy.
What is it Homer says? Alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
That is correct. That's right. So a couple of things on my mind before we get back to the serious business. Number one, Chris Rock is now talking openly about the slap heard around the world.
Did not know that.
Best slapter. And there's a related Will Smith related story. I said related twice. What was the other one? Oh, also, I will analyze and explain what Yacht Rock is and is not, as we're playing all Yacht Rock bumper music today for reasons that are not clear to any of us, but we're doing it. Getting back to the news of the day, I absolutely love this explainer from Axios. Five key things to know on the Is This a Recession controversy? And this is such an Armstrong and Getty article written by Neil Irwin, who, Jonathan Swan, is a straight shooter and a good egg, I think. He said, it's hard to recall a White House deploying as much effort to pre-spin economic data as the Biden team has with Thursday's gross domestic product report. There's a real possibility it'll show a second straight quarter of contraction, likely to prompt an even more exhausting and confusing discourse about the economy's health. And then he said, here are five key points to keep in mind, because there is going to be, as he says, exhausting and confusing discussion of, is this a depression or a recession? No, it's not, because we look at this. Yes, it is. Two quarters, blah, blah, blah. Number one, U.S. economists usually do defer to the National Bureau of Economic Research Business Cycle Dating Committee, is that enough words, to make rulings about when recessions start and end, and it is more complicated than two consecutive quarters of GDP contraction. They do take in a wide range of data. But that is the convention that media organizations and economists have long embraced.
Yeah,
so you can be excused for thinking that.
And I ask again, if a Republican were president, would the Democrats be saying, no, 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 two consecutive quarters is not the only thing? You think they'd be saying that? No.
Right. And they point out, even if the Biden team is right that the economy didn't slip into a recession during the first half of the year, it looks to be moving in that direction, and it's going to, they say. Number three, not in a recession doesn't mean everything is great.
Sure.
For normal civilians, recession can be a catch-all term for when economic conditions feel crummy.
And they do.
I think that's a great description.
Sure.
That's a real person description. So it makes sense that ordinary people would see the current environment when inflation is surging faster than wages as a recession, whatever that means. And then they point out a couple of interesting things. Number one, to economists, though, recession is specifically a period of broad-based contraction in economic activity, not how you feel. But a deep recession technically ended in mid-2009, but there was a jobless recovery. So it felt terrible for normal people well into 2010. Another reason the whole, is it or isn't it? Argument is silly.
The more I think about it, what's the point of a national declaration of the economy anyway? Because you could be in an industry that is absolutely 100% receding, which is what the word recession is telling you. Your industry is currently receding, and your industry could be doing that regardless of what the national is doing, or the reverse.
Well, right. It was like the building industry versus the restaurant industry in COVID. Okay, tell me if it was good economic times or bad.
Right.
It's a ridiculous question. And their final point is, this whole debate may be moot. It's certainly possible GDP contracted in Q2, but the consensus forecast suggests the number will turn out to be slightly positive. Eventually, they extensively revise all these numbers as more data becomes available. So, please, feel free to roll your eyes.
Oh, yeah,
and flip
I do.
To the sports pages when the yelling starts.
Although the White House coming out and saying no, two quarters in a row going backwards is not a recession was a terrible political move. I think the average person sees that for exactly what it is. You're redefining what you otherwise would be calling a recession if it was anybody else.
Well, politically speaking, yeah, absolutely true. And as always, and I stand ready to serve the Biden administration in your messaging efforts. I'm really expensive. But why don't you say something like, whether it's a recession or not, it's more complicated than just two down quarters. But, hey, if people are feeling bad, we need to help them. And that's what we're focused on. Keep it simple. Quit sending out eggheads droning on and on about statistics nobody knows what they are.
Bill Clinton famously went with I feel your pain, which seemed to work for him. People coming out and saying, oh, you're it's not as bad as you are feeling, does not make any... Don't tell me it's like a doctor saying you're not in pain. Don't tell me I'm not noticing gas being expensive and the grocery store bill being twice what it used to be. Don't tell me that's not true. F you. People don't react well to the no. Your the emotions you have around this are wrong. Shut up.
Coming up, if Will Smith tells you he needs to borrow $50,000, be wary. Plus, Chris Rock speaking out in hilarious fashion about the Best Slapter incident.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear this next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile are charging you a premium fee every month for data you don't use. Stop paying for things you don't use!
Instead of paying $89 a month to your current provider, get talk, text, and data for just $30 a month with Pure Talk.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Is the coverage really going to be that good? Am I going to get dropped calls? Is the internet slow? Well, here's the great news. Pure Talk is on America's most reliable 5G network.
You get great coverage, great data speed, and with Pure Talk's U.S.-based customer service, switching is easy.
Keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more money in your pocket every month.
Pure Talk is the wireless company who will value you and your values. Give them a shot.
Just dial #250 and say Armstrong and Getty, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month.
With Pure Talk's no-risk money-back guarantee, you will not regret this. Dial #250 and say Armstrong and Getty and start saving today. Again, dial #250 and say Armstrong and Getty. Start saving today.
The economy is heading for a total disaster. The Fed must choose between a stock market and housing market crash or hyperinflation. Hi, this is Stephen K. Bannon, and I urge you to diversify your retirement savings into physical gold today. To help you get started, my friends at Birch Gold have created a free information kit on gold IRAs. To get your free copy, just text SAFEGUARD to 989898. There's no obligation or purchase required. Again, that's SAFEGUARD to 989898.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hey, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support. As together, we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Whether you are traveling to or from the lake or river or on vacation, even off to a barbecue this summer, spruce up your ride at Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
This is one of your all-time top yacht rock songs, depending on lists you look at.
Oh, yeah.
So what makes this yacht rock? What does that category mean?
My analysis coming up.
Okay.
I don't think we have time.
Elon Musk's the woman, the supposed woman from the Google founder, the wife, says that never happened. So you got all three participants now saying it didn't happen. Whatever.
The Elon Musk sleeping with Sergey Brin's estranged wife, as if I care.
It's in the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah. Yeah, well. So we'll start with sad and work our way toward really amusing. A couple of Will Smith-related stories, oddly enough. A California woman and her daughter are out of all sorts of money after a man they believed to be the actor Will Smith convinced them to send him everything.
Oh, jeez. Okay, you're going to have to work hard to make me feel sorry for these people. You believe Will Smith convinced you? You believe Will Smith contacted you and needed money? Okay.
I have, through long observation of many humans, determined that there are some people who are missing the "that doesn't add up" gene. I've seen it among people whose intelligence can be measured to be quite high, certainly normal, but they don't have the skepticism gene. I've just had to accept it.
Well, this person is the gold medal holder, because there's a difference between it's a phony charity and Will Smith asked me for money.
Oh! Yeah, exactly. So here's this poor woman whose adult daughter has a brain tumor and finds it difficult to work, so they're hard up for money. And it started with a direct message on TikTok from username Will Smith, bunch of numbers. He offered me a job, like $950 a week, to help him out. She thought she was being smart. 62-year-old mom asked for photo verification of Will Smith and his wife, Jada, which they sent were stock photos from Google.
No way. They were able to come up with a picture of Will Smith. Oh, yeah, Will Smith. Here's a picture.
The user offered Valerie a leading role in a movie with him in a house of her own, but first he needed Valerie to send him gift cards.
And the number one thing...
I know.
The number one thing I need to teach my kids is the if it seems too good to be true. Because that is practically universally correct. If it seems too good to be true. If one of the world's most famous actors approached you out of nowhere to give you a job and give you money, start with a seems too good to be true.
Oh, and the whole he needs me to send him gift cards thing. That's never, ever legit. Never has been, never will be. He asked for my Capital One checking account. The user maxed out her card and her mom's card. I told him I was going to cut off all my cards. He said, no, 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 don't do it. Please don't do it.
Will Smith, who's probably worth like $100 million or something.
Wow,
to give you a
dude.
Job, he needs gift cards. Speaking of Chris Rock, Chris Rock has finally broken his silence regarding the slap heard around the world. Yeah, that ass hurt, mother effer, he said to a giant audience. He was doing a show with Kevin Hart and Dave Chappelle at Madison Square Garden.
Wow.
Oh, I would so be there. That'd be hilarious. Anyway, yeah, that S hurt, M ever, but I shook that S off and went to work the next day. Anyone who says words hurt has never been punched in the face, he declared while performing blah, blah, blah. Elsewhere during the event, Hart brought a live goat on stage and introduced it as Will Smith.
What?
Yes.
What's the tie-in?
I don't know exactly. The goat appears to have... I can't blow up the picture. Does that have gold chains around its neck? Yes. And Kevin Hart and Dave Chappelle are posed around it.
Well, is that a takeoff on Greatest of All Time? Or a takeoff on Scapegoat? I'm not getting the thread of the goat here.
Or it's just a farm animal that they're calling Will Smith.
All right.
He also said, in a different show, I'm not a victim, MF-er. I didn't go to the hospital for a paper cut.
All right.
So, anybody who ever said words hurt has never been punched in the face.
Pretty good.
My favorite line. Although the goat's clearly an insult. Right? Clearly. You're thinking too much.
Wuhan is locking down again. 1 million people locking down under China's no COVID policy. Among international news and a bunch of stuff we can talk about coming up. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Is your prostate secretly being destroyed without you knowing it? All the ads for these prostate pills, like Super Beta Prostate, Saw Palmetto, Prostastream, Prostagenics, and others, want to know which pills work and which are garbage? Now you can. Get a free copy of the new guide, Prostate Secrets, that pulls back the curtain on the prostate pill industry. Learn what is really in these pills. Which pill has over 987 adverse event reports filed against it with the FDA? It's shocking. Learn the one food to avoid that is a prostate killer. And discover the three so-called health foods that destroy your prostate. Get your free copy at ProstateSecrets.com. That's ProstateSecrets.com. This free guide will show you how to end your prostate problems without drugs or surgery. Five important things to do to protect your prostate and much more. Warning, this guide is controversial and may be offensive to some readers as it pulls no punches. So go to ProstateSecrets.com. ProstateSecrets.com. That's Prostate Secret.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Many parents are discovering that their children are being exposed to transgender transitioning without their knowledge. Parents in Pennsylvania and in California have filed federal lawsuits just for this reason. Pacific Justice Institute has helped countless parents who've had their rights violated.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Owens is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Owens provides top quality respiratory products and services throughout the North State and Northern Nevada. Products include oxygen therapy featuring the small and portable oxygen concentrators, CPAP machines, and a team focused specifically on providing ongoing CPAP supplies to help you get the best sleep possible. Owens has been in business since 1979 and has been Joint Commission accredited since 2003. Allowing them to care for patients in our community when they need them the most. Contact Owens at 1-800-MY-OWENS. That's 1-800-696-9367.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the building? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burned barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hello, yeah, it's been a while, not much, how about you? I'm not sure why I called.
I never look that good. I hope I look as good as I usually do, which is not that good.
I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her. I am a woman sitting at the table wearing a blue suit.
Okay, so that takes care of how the POTUS and Vice POTUS look. So moving along with the new business.
I'm all perfectly okay with the self-deprecating humor of the president. I like that.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Who no longer has COVID, by the way. He's over the COVID. So if you're concerned, you can take yourself off yellow alert or orange alert.
I'm a little concerned that an 80-year-old man appears to be recovering from the vid quicker than me. Of course, I'm not surrounded by the White House physicians either.
Right. A couple of things for you that I think are worth mentioning. European gas prices have jumped 25% this week, which is only 3 days old, because Russia cut off the flow again. So that is going to have an effect on all kinds of different things. The politics of the war, the politics of politics, and everything else. So we'll be keeping an eye on that.
Yeah, we're just going to go back and forth. We've got a bunch of stories worth mentioning, but probably not belaboring. Chuck Grassley, GOP, grand old papa. He's an old fella, Chuck Grassley. How old is he? He's in his 80s, right?
I think he's
like the oldest Republican senator.
He's the oldest. He's older than Feinstein. Isn't he?
He's not. Nobody is.
Well, they're the same year. They're both born in 37, I think.
Oh, right. Anyway, he says highly credible whistleblowers have come forward from the FBI talking about how one powerful FBI official in particular is a highly partisan guy and was in charge of downplaying or discrediting any negative information about President Biden's son, Hunter, who is a loser, leading up to the election. Quote, the information provided by my office involves concerns about the FBI's receipt and use of derogatory information related to Hunter and the FBI's false portrayal of acquired evidence as disinformation. The volume and consistency of these allegations substantiate their credibility and necessitate this letter he wrote to the Judiciary Committee. So whether that goes anywhere, who knows?
He's 88, by the way. I forgot we did that feature last week in which we named the five senators that are older than chocolate chip cookies. And he and Dianne Feinstein were both born in 33. 33 they were both born in. So.
Wow.
Yeah, that's too old to be in government. From the democracy's hard to get started and hard to hold on to department, did you hear that Tunisia voted democracy away yesterday? See, that's what happens a lot of times. Sometimes it's a bloody coup. People wanted democracy and it's a coup and you end up with a dictator. But a lot of times it's this. So do you remember Tunisia? It was about a dozen years ago, 2010, that fruit vendor sets himself on fire, starts a revolution there in their own country, leads to the Arab Spring, revolutions all around the Middle East, democracy on the march. Dictators, despots falling. Almost, I think at this point, none of it is hung on. I don't think any of it is hung on. Tunisia, the last of them, yesterday, people went to the polls and voted to give their president near unchecked power, which makes him back to being basically a dictator.
Wow.
That's the way it works. A lot of people don't want democracy or can't handle it.
Well, and democracy or a representative government, let's say that, is really hard to set up and really hard to keep.
Yes, as we're learning ourselves, you can have the faith in institutions go south and people don't believe anything anymore and people get so cynical that it just, you know, kind of falls apart. And I'd like to actually read more about the attitudes in Tunisia and what took them in a dozen years from trying a democracy to voting to give the president unchecked power.
Yeah, it's amazing. Speaking of that sort of thing, a majority of Americans say the U.S. government is corrupt. And almost a third say it may soon be necessary to take up arms against it, according to a new poll from the University of Chicago's Institute of Politics, which you'd think would be reasonably reasonable,
what
wouldn't you?
What percent are willing to take up arms against the government? Think they might have to?
28% of all voters, including 37% of gun owners, agreed, quote, it may be necessary at some point soon for citizens to take up arms against the government.
At
that
some point
soon.
That is a
view held by around 35% of Republicans, around 35% of independents, and about 20% of Democrats.
I'm checking no on that box. Going to have to take up arms against the federal government sometime soon. I don't think so.
It just says the government, but yeah, I would no, it's not going to be necessary at all. People are so freaking whipped up. But
and,
you know,
at what point, how high does that number have to get before you have a serious problem on your hands? 28%
this high.
28% seems pretty high.
Yeah, wow, that is troubling. That is really troubling.
Yeah, I'd say
Barely a majority say elections are fair and accurate. That's 56%.
Yeah, wait.
But that's only 33% of Republicans.
Wait till Ron DeSantis wins a close election, and then the Democrats are claiming it was stolen. So now you have both sides convinced the election process is phony.
That's when I moved to Paraguay or Uruguay. I can never remember which. Coming up, my analysis of Yacht Rock. First, though, a word from our friends at Simply Safe Homes. Yeah, I know. That was intended to be jarring and ridiculous. Hope you enjoyed it.
Well, you were successful.
Good. Brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. These are troubled times. Property crime skyrocketing, burglaries, thefts, that sort of thing. Nobody's enforcing the law in the blue states. So you need Simply Safe Home Security to protect you and your family. It's the best system you can buy, but it's more affordable than the traditional ones.
Yeah, my favorite analysis on people's feelings about crime is that people feel like crime is high because crime is high. That's good analysis right there. Both of those things are true. And yeah, you can afford to get a great security system, the best according to a whole bunch of different publications that have looked at Simply Safe and all the others. But it's only going to cost you about $1 a day, and you're not locked into a contract, no hidden fees. You set it up yourself in about 30 minutes. You can afford Simply Safe.
And it's special in a lot of ways, like their proprietary video verification technology. Your monitoring agents can visually confirm the threat, so you get a higher 911 dispatch priority. Customize the perfect system for you at simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. Again, that's simplysafe.com/Armstrong, beloved sponsor of the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Oh, and I mentioned about a million people are back under full-on Chinese lockdown. Like, you're not allowed to leave your house. I don't care how hungry your baby is. A million people back under lockdown in Wuhan because they got an uptick in COVID, and they got a zero COVID policy there in China.
Now, come on, China!
They do not have do not have a zero COVID policy at LAX, where they have at least 400 confirmed cases among the TSA just at LAX. 400.
Oh, man.
Well, this thing,
among the blue shirts,
this new variant, if anybody gets it around you, you all got it. It's just the way it works.
Yeah, it's crazy. The number of people I've run into, you know, in my real life who mention either they had it or their husband or wife or their coworker, that we got half our staff out, blah, blah, blah. It's amazing. So coming up next segment, a chilling note from the workplace. Your boss knows everything you say.
No.
Also, nobody's saying this aloud about Brittany Griner being held, the WNBA star in Russia, but I'm going to say it. It's incredibly politically incorrect,
but it's
absolutely true.
I'll polish up my resume and put my pronouns on there. Get ready for a new job.
Put them all on there, every single damn pronoun. But first, we've been playing nothing but Yacht Rock bumper music today. For, I guess we learned that there's like an explosion in the purchase of super yachts and mega yachts and giga yachts, whatever those things are.
Yes.
I don't have a yacht at all, so I don't know this stuff.
Yes. And yeah, for whatever reason, yacht might be the symbol of ostentatious wealth, isn't it? Yachts?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I don't know what it would be. Do you have like a horse and carriage? Something? I don't know. So I'm looking at various yacht rock lists, and as an amateur musicologist, I would point out that, well, let me run through some of the songs. Reelin' in the Years, Steely Dan, Lowdown Boz Scaggs, Escape, the Pina Colada song, Rich with Irony.
Those are all... Those... Wait a second! So those are all from the 70s, I think, or early 80s?
Minute by Minute, Doobies, Summer Breeze, Seals and Crofts, Guilty, Streisand, Barry Gibb, Brandy, Your Fine Girl, Biggest Part of Me, Ambrosia, Don't Go Breaking My Heart, Elton John, Kiki D, Take It Easy, The Eagles.
Man, I can jam some Ambrosia and sing to it in my car. Just jam the Ambrosia.
It's 70s and 80s semi-soft rock, uniformly upbeat, gotta be major key, at least substantially. Overall, cheerful and uplifting, but not in the least challenging. That is yacht rock. Cheerful, upbeat, kind of rock.
A lot of it's fairly mournful from a love standpoint.
Yeah, but even like She's Gone, Hall & Oates, that's the next one on the list that I didn't get to. I mean, it's a heartbreak song. Heartbreak, but that chorus, come on! She's gone! Nobody emerges from that song feeling sad.
That is a weird aspect of yacht rock. So like Ambrosia, how long has this been going on? That's painful stuff. But it's presented in such a way that you like sing along with a smile on your face. Yep, she left me. She was secretly cheating on me the whole time. Hey, isn't that funny? You want to dance? I don't know why it comes off that way.
Well, you know, it was probably 20 years before I actually comprehended the lyrics to the Doobie Brothers classic, What a Fool Believes. It's a gut-wrenching song about an illusioned man who thinks he was special to a woman, then realizes she doesn't even remember him. Okay, it's gut-wrenching.
Wow.
But it's... That's what yacht rock
is. You meant everything to me, I meant nothing to you. That's hilarious.
Exactly. But I tell you what, you want a good afternoon there at the beach on your dinghy? Jam you some yacht rock. You can't go wrong. Listen to the rest of the show. You'll see what we mean.
That's a special talent. Take the horrifying pain of heartbreak and turn it into a toe tapper. Makes you want to drink a margarita with your friends.
Journey's Love and Touch and Squeezing.
Hmm.
Utter betrayal by a loved one. But catchy.
I don't know if I've ever been on a yacht. How long has it got to be to qualify for a yacht? Dave's boat a yacht?
I don't know.
Our friend Dave? That's
no.
A pretty damn big boat. But that's not
it's
a yacht.
Nice boat, yeah. No, no. But it can't be a ferry either.
What's
it's
got to
be a big private boat purely for pleasure, I guess. I mean, because if they're like catching dangerous crabs off of it, it's not a yacht.
No,
right?
Of course not, right. Or hauling. Yeah, and again, and it's not only size. Because something that hauls 500 rail cars is not a yacht either.
Right, yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't know from yachts. I'm not a yacht guy. I would kind of like to be. It looks enjoyable, but
yacht guy,
I hear it's very
of,
expensive.
In terms of owning a yacht or hanging out on yachts more often?
Neither.
I've not hung out on a yacht, so I don't know how much I'd enjoy it. I'm listening to the Seals and Crofts, and I got my boat shoes on and my sweater tied around my neck, and I'm having a fruity drink.
Well, right. What's not to enjoy? It sounds great. Like I say, I aspire to it. I'm not there.
Wow. Got one more COVID thing on how many people aren't getting the vaccination for their kids, which is not the least bit surprising, and a bunch of other stuff on the way.
Armstrong and Getty. Ammo is expensive and in short supply. Did you know you can train without ammunition at your house using the Mantis X? The best shooters in the world do the majority of their training doing dry fire practice at home. The Mantis X firearms training system is a no-ammo, all-electronic way to practice and improve your shooting accuracy. It simply attaches to your own firearm like a weapon light, and you can use it at home or at the range. The Mantis X gives you data-driven, real-time feedback on your technique and guides you through drills and courses. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. The Mantis X is used by the Marine Corps, the Army, and Special Forces. It is military-grade technology at an affordable price. The Mantis X is a must-have for every gun owner. If you believe in your Second Amendment rights, you must also act on your Second Amendment responsibility to be competent and confident in your shooting ability. Improve your shooting accuracy today. Get yours at MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com.
Hey folks, Rick Harrison here. I've been planning to retire for quite some time, but getting ready for that day is nerve-wracking. Everything is getting expensive. Inflation is the highest we've seen in 40 years. How do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? I like to call in the experts. That's why I called American Hartford Gold, and you should too. They can show you how to safeguard your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify your portfolio with physical gold and silver. In 1965, 1 ounce of gold would buy approximately 100 gallons of gas. Today, 1 ounce of gold will buy over 500 gallons of gas. Gold is a true hedge against inflation. American Hartford Gold will help you protect your IRA or 401k with physical gold and silver, and they make it easy. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. So don't wait. Call them now. Call 866-478-3370. That's 866-478-3370. Or text EAGLE to 998899.
Hi, this is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. The price of gas and diesel is crippling budgets of North State families, farms, and small businesses. California's taxes and fees add about $1.12 to the price of every gallon. The Biden administration's policy of canceling the Keystone Pipeline has made problems worse, as well as the stoppage of lease sales on federal lands and permits, and enacting even more choking regulations. Result? Prices skyrocketing while Biden asks Saudi Arabia for more foreign oil. We will keep working in Congress for common sense solutions to reduce costs and make us energy independent by using the plentiful energy sources available right here in North America. My office exists to serve you. My website is lamalfa.house.gov, or go to my Facebook under Rep. LaMalfa for the latest updates, where you can also take my poll on American energy. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day, lonely sailors.
Well, guys, people are talking about this. Klondike just announced that they are discontinuing the Choco Taco. Everyone's pretty broken up about it, so it's time for a tiny tribute song.
But it seems to me you live your life like a taco in the fridge. You're an ice cream waffle and taco covered in chocolate. And I sure did love to eat you when I was just a kid. Your choco melted along me for your taco ever did.
Well, this is what it is to be old and bitter. I've never grasped a Choco Taco. I've never eaten one. I don't know whether they're, the 23rd most popular treat in America or number two.
Born in 1983, Joe. The Choco Taco, which I don't know if I've ever had one or not. It's a part of everybody's childhood, it says. You're apparently not yours.
Wow, so Judy and I, who were born in 1983, as it were, as a couple, we've outlasted the Choco Taco, as I predicted.
It really took off in 1989, and that's when it started being distributed all around the country. Showing up in convenience store freezers led to a partnership with Taco Bell, which popularized the treat in thousands of locations across the country. The Choco Taco will be remembered for its explosive flavor and unique mouthfeel.
Well, then why are they getting rid of it?
That's a unique mouthfeel, you would say, after you ate that. Its multi-layered construction ensured every bite contained ice cream, cone, nuts, and chocolate.
Wow.
Which does sound pretty good.
Treat, if you will.
I feel like I'd eat one right now if I had one in front of me.
Coming up next hour, I hope, a tsunami of wokeness, and your boss might be reading your work messages, all of them. How to prevent that? Stay with us. A couple of Russia notes. Number one, if you're not familiar with the phrase the golden billion, you should be. Stay tuned for that.
I'm not.
Came across this New York Times article. Brittany Griner's lawyers argue for leniency in Russian court. She's the WNBA star who's being held on probably trumped up charges. Maybe, I don't know, that she had hashish oil in her vape get up. Well, when she went to Russia to play basketball for the summer.
Even if she had an illegal drug, dragging it out like this is clearly trumped up. I mean, how many days has she been in a courtroom for a minor drug charge?
Yeah, exactly. And she and her lawyers have said, quote unquote, but God knows what under what duress, that, yeah, I packed in a hurry, I didn't mean to bring it. Her Russian lawyers are saying, yeah, she uses it to treat injuries. Here's a note from her lawyer saying it helps her with pain, or from her doctor, rather, that it helps her with pain. What's not being discussed, nobody's willing to discuss this, is, remember, one of Putin's main claims to power, one of his main pitches to the Russian people, the reason he's lined up the Russian Orthodox Church behind him, even as he slaughters thousands and tens of thousands of people in Ukraine and imprisons hundreds of thousands. One of his main things is, I'm standing up to the decadent and perverse West. And here you have a pierced, tattooed, lesbian, American sports star.
Drug user,
thank you, yeah, who's a perfect symbol of, see, I told you.
Yeah, that's a good
even
point.
Even trying to come into this country to play basketball. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying any of that's legit. I'm sure she's a lovely person. I don't care what she said about the U.S. in the past. She's young and dopey, so I don't care. But, she's a symbol of the decadent West. That's why Putin is making such a big deal of this.
Okay, you're right. That's a good point.
And it's funny, I haven't heard anybody say that. The second thing is, I was totally unaware of this phrase, the golden billion, or the golden billion argument. The Washington Post's whole point of their piece is that in the West, nobody knows this. This is a huge thing all Russians know, and Putin flogs it regularly. For Russian President Vlad Putin, a two-word phrase sums up the current state of world geopolitics, golden billion. Speaking this week in Moscow, Putin declared that the, quote, model of total domination of the so-called golden billion is unfair, Why should this golden billion of all the population on the globe dominate over everyone and impose its own rules of behavior? The golden billion divides the world into first and second class people and is essentially racist and neo-colonial, said Putin. For Russians, this phrase has been around for decades as a doomsaying shorthand to describe the future battle for resources between the global elite and Russians. It's Russia against the world, and the golden billion is going to try to take all of Russia's stuff and deny them what they're due and keep them down, and Russia's got to fight against
them. The billion people.
Right, right, exactly. The golden billion people. So we can delve into that a little more in the future, but that's huge in Russia. Outside of it, nobody knows what the hell they're talking about.
Got some Jan 6 stuff? I think you are going to be interested no matter who you are.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.